Oh my god. You're gonna wake your whole house up.
They're gonna know I'm a bad influence. Yes, they will. Babe, you're fucking drunk. Yes, you are. Look at you. Come on. Let's get you upstairs. Oh, shit. I didn't even see you there. You're Emily's brother, aren't you? Yeah, I don't think we've met. I'm sorry about the commotion. Your sister really can't hold her liquor. Yeah, that's me. I've been dating your sister for a while now. This is the first time she's brought me home to meet the family, and I'm pretty sure if your parents knew how much she had to drink tonight, they'd write me off as a terrible influence. You won't tell on me, will you? Thank you. I owe you one. So, when did you get here? Ah, no wonder we missed each other. Your grandmother came over earlier. And let's just say, finding out her granddaughter's dating a woman like me didn't exactly go over well. Hence, the drinking. Pretty sure you'd need a chainsaw to cut the tension, yeah? Oh, don't worry. I'm used to it. Even in my straight relationships, it seems like I'm the girl every parent warns their kid about. Didn't she tell you? Well, I play for both teams. And I play well, if I do say so myself. She didn't tell me you were hot, though. Eh, maybe she didn't know you'd be exactly my type. Hey now, I may have had a couple drinks, but only enough to make me brutally honest when I probably shouldn't be. I can't help it. I say what I mean. So, are you single? Good to know. Have a drink with me. Yeah, why not? Your parents have a perfectly good, fully stocked bar right there. And like I said, I haven't had that much to drink yet. So pour me something. You can tell a lot about a man based on his drink of choice. At least, that's what my father always told me. Mm-hmm. So, no pressure, but you'd better choose wisely. Because I'll be having whatever you're having. Oh, really? A woman's drink of choice speaks volumes about her, too? What if I said I'm partial to bourbon? I prefer it mixed. Goes down easier that way, but I'll drink it straight up from time to time. So, pour me something. Excellent choice. I knew I'd like you. Here's to new friends. So, tell me about yourself. What do you do? I could have guessed that. How? Well, based on this drink. I know you're a couple years younger than your sister. Remind me how old you are. I suppose I should have asked that before we shared a drink, but from what I understand, you're old enough for that. So, not that much younger. Well, here's my second invasive question of the evening. Are you into women? It's a perfectly reasonable question. And the answer is important. Because if it's no, then I'll know to stop flirting with you. Yes, I'm aware I'm in a relationship with your sister. Just like I'm aware that she's totally passed out upstairs. And you and I are awake. And I'm also aware that whiskey makes me horny. I might be propositioning you, yes. Does that offend you? Because I'm dating your sister? Feels wrong, doesn't it? But that kinda makes it hotter, wouldn't you agree? You're not used to being hit on by confident older women, are you? That's okay. I can come on a little strong, I know. But in my experience, if one isn't upfront about their intentions, then nothing ever really happens. I love pussy. I really do. But if I'm being completely honest, I miss cock. I mean, there's nothing quite like it. The taste and sensation of having my mouth fucked. The stretch of a cock filling me up. The way it throbs inside me. The distinctly masculine sounds of a well-sucked, well-fucked man. It's delicious. And I haven't had that in so long. I know we don't really know each other, but does that really matter when it comes to something as primal as fucking a stranger? I don't think it does. I think this conversation is turning you on as much as it's turning me on. And besides, I happen to know your sister wouldn't mind if you and I had a little fun. Our relationship is open. I've just been waiting to meet a man I found attractive. And there you are. Sitting across from me, with a couch cushion in your lap, trying to disguise the fact that you haven't stopped imagining what it would be like to fuck me since I first mentioned the possibility. You can't fool me. I'm older and more experienced than you, and I can read your body like a book, cover to cover. You're staring at my lips. Do you want to kiss me? Do you want to slip your tongue into my mouth? Feel me suck on it? Taste me? Then what exactly are you waiting for? If you want something, darling, then I'm giving you permission to take it.
That's it. Kiss your sister's girlfriend. Moan into my mouth. Taste the whiskey on my tongue.
Pull me onto your lap. Grind yourself against my hot pussy.
Do you feel that?
I never wear panties when I go out. So I'm grinding my bare cunt against the front of your jeans. The friction is delicious. I bet I'll leave a wet spot there. You're turning me on so much. Put your hands under my skirt. Grab my ass. Oh, fuck yes. Squeeze it while I grind into you. Kiss my mouth. My neck. And down to my chest. Bury your face in between my breasts. Nip them. Lick them. And press your hard cock against me. I can feel it, you know. I can feel how turned on you are. You can't hide it from me. I bet you've wanted to fuck me the instant you saw me. Give me your hand. I want to suck on your fingers while I grind. My pussy is fucking throbbing for you. Can you feel it? Slide your fingers inside me. Press your thumb against my clit. I'm gonna take my dress off. I wanna feel your mouth on my nipples while you finger fuck me. Fuck yes. Suck my tits. Just like that. Oh, your fingers feel so good inside my cunt. Sliding in and out of my slick heat. I want to lick my juices off your fingers. It tastes good on your skin. Yeah. Push my tits together with your hands. Rub your thumb over my nipples. I want your cock in my mouth right now. I'll get down on my knees. You just relax on the couch. You have a delicious looking cock. And it tastes divine. Is all that pre-cum for me? It's been so long since I had a cock in my mouth, and you have such a perfect one. I love the sounds you're making. Moan for me while I fuck you with my mouth. That's it. Fuck. You sound so sexy. Slide your fingers into my hair and fuck my mouth. That's it. Mm.
I'm so fucking horny. And just from sucking your cock, you're making me crazy. I want you to fuck my ass. I'm serious. I want your cock buried to the hilt in my tight little asshole, and your fingers inside my cunt, thumb against my clit. How does that sound? You want to fuck my ass? Okay, lean back and let me position myself. Like this. Reverse cowgirl. So you can get deep inside me and play with my tits while I ride you. I love anal and feels so good to be full. Okay, line up. I'm gonna slide down on you. Oh my god, yes. Stretch my ass. Fill me. Okay. You're all the way in. Okay. Slide your fingers into my pussy. Make me fucking airtight. Oh my god. I feel so fucking full. You can move now. Okay, thrust into my ass. Oh, God, yes. I use my fuck holes. Can you feel how wet this makes me? Finger fuck me while you use my ass. Oh, God. It's so tight around your cock, isn't it? Do I feel good? Harder. Oh, God. Oh, my God. You're gonna make me come. Just don't stop. Your thumb is pressing hard, quick circles around my clit. And I can't take it. I can't hold on. You're gonna make me come. What? Really? You're gonna make me beg you for it? Oh my god. I can't. I'm gonna come. You're gonna make me come. Please. Please, please let me come. I need to come. Please, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, please. Bite my nipple and make me come. Fuck. I'm coming. Please, 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 please. Stop fucking me. I want you to come in my ass. Fill it up with all your seed. Make a mess of me. Yes, baby, keep fucking me. Fuck your sister's girlfriend in the ass. Take what you need from me. Use my ass to make yourself come. Feel it splashing inside me, filling me to the brim. Oh my God, there's so much. Fine. Dig your fingers into my hips and in my tits and ride out your orgasm. Oh God. Oh, that's so good, baby. Oh, fuck. That was fucking incredible. Yeah. Okay, whoa, hang on. You don't have to pull out yet. Oh, just lean back against you and keep your cock in my hole. That was exactly what I needed. You made me feel so fucking good. And if your orgasm was any indication, I made you feel good too. I think you and I are gonna get along just fine, don't you? I think we should wait to tell your sister until the next time your grandmother visits. Really maximize that family trauma. In the meantime, I hope you're up for this again. I'd really like to have you in my pussy next time. For now, I better bring your sis some ibuprofen and water. Thanks for the drink. Mm.